This is the Illustrious Gentleman Podcast. I'm going to stop saying what episode number we're on because I'm almost always wrong. The Illustrious Gentleman is a podcast hosted by myself and Scott Godleski. We're comic book artists. We do this podcast. You've heard of Scott. You haven't heard of me. And yeah, we're just going to ramble on for a bit today. Catch up. Some momentous events happening next week. So I'm pumped, but before all that, you can go to tigshow.com for all your Illustrious Gentleman needs, including merch, figuring out how to support the show, including a link to the Patreon, all sorts of good stuff, all the past episodes. Everything is up at tigshow.com. And also for the next 3 months, I'm going to be plugging the Arizona Comic Book Art Festival. You can go to azcomicartfest.com. azcomicartfest.com and get your tickets. We have a bunch of guests just announced today with Steve Rude. So we have Steve Rude, John Layman, Scott Godleski, Mitch Gerrits, Derek Robertson, Andrew McLean, Alexis Zirit, Henry Barajas, a lot of people. And I'll be there too. I'm one of those others. You know, when I make the ads up and it says, and many others, I'm one of the others. See, I could put my name first because I'm doing the ad. Yeah. I should put my name in like 45-point font and everyone underneath me in like 12-point font. But yeah, everyone should go to azcomicartfest.com. Check out our guest list. Buy your tickets. They're limited tickets. Once they're gone, they're gone. I don't want to hear any of you jabronis come up to me afterwards and be like, I couldn't get my tickets.
You'll have to buy them scalped.
I'll be like, where were you guys when episode 262 ? Of the Illustrious Gentleman podcast came out? When I'm telling you, get your fucking tickets today. Lower my stress level. You're going to enjoy it. It's $10. What's $10? It's like a latte nowadays, right?
Yeah.
It's
one less than 11.
Yeah. It's barely, more than 9. Right. I'm sure I'll talk about it more in the next coming months, but it's something that I'm excited about. But I'm also excited about this podcast. Scott, what are you drinking? What's in that glass in your hand?
Dr. Pepper.
So I guess it's up to me to carry on the tradition of the show yet again. And I got a Fudgy Grahams Imperial Milk Stout.
Now, Fudgy Grahams.
Yes. Now, from Weldworks Brewing out of Greeley, Colorado. Now, a couple things come to mind right off the jump. Greeley, Colorado sounds like a place like Lauren Boebert represents. I'm not quite sure, but
yeah, I can see that.
And then the Beer Advocate literature for this beer says it's 10.7%. It's an Imperial Milk Stout. My can says 7.5%.
That's a big difference.
Needless to say, I'm not thrilled. We'll put it that way. But yeah, Weldworks Brewing Company, Greeley, Colorado, Imperial Milk Stout with chocolate fudge, vanilla, milk sugar, graham crackers, natural and artificial flavors. I think I'm going to hate this. I'm a fan of milk.
Doesn't sound like your thing at all.
I'm a fan of milk stouts, but I feel like it's going to be too much. And one of the reviews on Beer Advocate said it's like drinking a piece of cake, which doesn't sound that good. But I am going to read one. Oh, and it does have a 93 out of 100 on Beer Advocate. So it's very highly rated beer. But user Scott Beer, which is not you, because this guy's from Florida, unless you're sandbagging all of this. He said, aggressive pour. We used to play music here. I'd have background music, but I don't do any editing anymore.
Aggressive pour.
Aggressive pour yielded a 2-finger plus dense head. That left a ring around the edge and a small island in the middle. Some lacing. Smell is chocolate fudge, graham cracker, vanilla, cinnamon, and some coffee. Thick and sticky feel that leaves a velvet coating as it finishes. So let me aggressively pour this.
Jesus Christ.
This aggressive pour is going to...
That was a very aggressive pour. That is more than 2 fingers.
Yeah. Well, you know, some of the nitro ones you could just dump upside down. So I didn't want to get carried away. Look, if it's not a fist, it's not worth... If you can't fist it, it's not worth doing, right? Like, you need the whole hand in there to get your your thick head on your beer.
Consent is everything.
My safe word is chocolate stout. Okay, before we get into it, I don't have much TikTok, but if you remember way back in the olden days when we last recorded, we joked about reading off our five-star reviews. Because there's only a handful of them, and it only takes like 20 seconds.
I hardly remember this, but yes.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and read them. I think there's five of them in total. So this is the kind of action you can get in on. If you leave us a five-star review, listener, you can also get your review read. Kind
of action you can get in on.
That's right. Skip Edwards
starts at two fingers and goes all the way up to a fist.
That's right. Skip Edwards says, a new favorite, a great podcast with a realistic opinion about the comic book industry, beer, and everything else. By realistic, I think he just means like depressingly
downer.
Accurate. Matt Goodall, friend of the program, wrote, I want a shot glass. Sorry, Matt, they're all gone. Great show to sit back, drink a beer, and work/play video games to. Cheers, guys. So Matt's not even paying attention to the podcast. He's playing Modern Warfare 2 over there.
I got a shot glass for you, Matt. Ah. $20.
Aaron Campbell, comic book artist, says, I like this. I am comic book artist Aaron Campbell, and I approve this podcast. So help Ryan and Scott not be sad by listening, or else. I just had some FOMO of Aaron Campbell. He was in the UK for Thought Bubble, and he stayed in like a castle, and he drank in like 1,000-year-old pubs. Made me jealous. Nice. Uses Data said, keep it up. Love the show while having a brew and doing some art. Usually try your beer recommendations. Thanks, Uses.
Wowzers.
Yeah. And then Zinger, our pal Zinger, says, sit back and have a drink. The illustrious gentlemen definitely earned their title. Ooh. Two comic book artists sit back and have a drink and talk about whatever is on their mind. He said sit back twice in two sentences. If you are a fan of comics, this podcast is a great listen. I agree with you, Zinger. If you're a fan of comics, this podcast is a great listen because we rarely talk about comics.
Do you say if you're a fan of comics?
Yeah, if you're a Fran Drescher of comics.
Right.
Right. If you're the Fran Drescher of comics, leave us a review.
Then you'd be Aaron Campbell.
Hey-o! Oh, yeah, so this smells very sweet. Like, oh, and my pre-drink, my pre-game was just drinking some Moscato out of the bottle. So it's like, I'm going to have a cavity by the end of this podcast. And Lord knows I can't afford any more dental bills.
That sounds great.
Yeah, wonderful. All right. So do you have any TikTok before we get into it? We haven't chatted in a couple weeks on air.
I don't know. Did House of the Dragon finish up by the last time we were on?
I don't
remember. I've been going back through Game of Thrones though.
Yeah, it's good.
Finishing Dragon, and the difference, production and cinematography wise, is very stark. Pun intended. I've gone through like the first 8 episodes maybe already, and a lot of it looks like an episode of Xena comparatively.
Oh, you say it looks worse than House of the Dragon?
Oh, it looks a lot worse.
You're crazy.
No, it looks a lot worse.
We need to get more listeners so you can get more money for your eye prescription.
I'm very aware that a lot of it is a set on some soundstage. They just poured sand on the ground.
I was hanging out with the aforementioned Matt Goodall a couple weeks ago, and he referred to House of the Dragon as Hot D, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And, and apparently that's what people call it.
That's a different HBO Max show.
That's right. Yeah, I haven't really been watching anything. I left the one thing I can recall watching down in my Rex, so I don't really have TikTok either, other than Everton's on a 3-game losing streak, and Arsenal apparently has a 5-point lead at the top of the table.
Indeed.
Indeed. But as today's podcast is going to remind everyone of, the Everton goalie is England's number one. The Arsenal goalie is England's number two. Mm. Take a seat, Ramsey. Grab some pine, buddy.
Ramsdale.
Whatever. See? Doesn't even matter because his name's not going to be called.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Clean sheet Pickford.
Sure.
All right. So today's
you're racking up all those W's with all those clean sheets.
Well, he does his best. We don't exactly have strikers on our team like Arsenal.
I was going to drop some knowledge on who leads the league in clean sheets, but we don't need to do that.
It can't be Ramsey.
It's the number two.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah. Number one in my heart, Pickford. Okay, so today we're talking football. You said you didn't know what the topic was. I thought you took a peek at the template, but you just
that was so wise,
right? So I guess spoiler alert. What's happening when this podcast drops? What starts? What's happening, Scott?
I don't know. Is the new season of The Boys?
That's right. It's the World Cup, baby.
Wow.
So what we're going to do is we're going to predict the World Cup winner using comic book characters from each country that's in the World Cup. It's bracket time, baby.
Oh.
Brackets are back.
All right. I can't wait for you to explain this to me.
Okay. So what I did was I took groups A through H, and I took using my own knowledge and the expert knowledge at Bleacher Report. Who's going to advance out of those? So we're not going to talk about all 32 teams. We're just going to go ahead and jump to the knockout stages. But I will jump in here, and you'll catch on pretty quickly, Scott. You're a quick fella. You're a quick read. Don't worry about it. Group A.
Yeah. Okay. How is this working?
I'm going to read off the groups. We're going to advance two teams out of the group, which I've already done. And then we're going to debate who out of those top teams advanced based on what comic book character comes from their country.
Okay. So so are we advancing teams based on their football team or on the comic character versus the character?
Versus the character.
Okay.
Like, this is where a video game or a YouTube thing would be like, and it'd be like a versus, and you'd have like Vega against somebody else. All right, so Group A.
Characters.
Yeah, Group A is the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Their nickname. I also have all the nicknames because they're funny. The Orange. Original. Ecuador. La Tri. Qatar. El Anabi. They're only in there because they're hosting. Senegal. The Lions of Tauranga. I love that nickname. Lions of Tauranga. Tauranga means hospitality. That's so nice.
Senegal?
It's in Africa.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, they're just the Lions of they're the friendly Lions.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
But
Qatar's not going to score a single goal in this World Cup. And I don't think Senegal's ready yet. So the Netherlands and Ecuador advance out of Group A.
Okay.
And so the Netherlands has, who do you think the Netherlands has? Let's play this game. What's complicated from the Netherlands?
It must be an X-Man.
That's right. It's the doctor from The Authority. He's from the Netherlands.
Oh,
and
that's right.
And Ecuador has a character named Doghead, who was one of Blackheart's Spirits of Vengeance in the Ghost Rider comics.
Oh, of course.
He's a man with a dog head, and his name is Doghead.
Right.
Not like the brewery, like Anubis, like a ripoff of Anubis. Because gotcha. Blackheart's nothing if not original. Who advances here? The Netherlands, the doctor who has a drug addict.
Oh,
he's a drug addict, but he has like magic. Yeah. Or a guy who has a dog head and is a lackey.
Ooh, two magic users, it sounds like.
Yeah, but one can do magic and one was made by magic.
But then he has to be magical, right?
I don't know. Like, once you bake a cake, I guess it's still baked, but it doesn't hold any of the bakedness in it. It's finished.
I am persuaded. Let's go the doctor then.
That's right. The Netherlands advances. I always like the doctor. He's like always like way stoned, but still like powerful. I have a bond with that character.
It's different.
Yes. His name was Jeroen. If you remember correctly, Jeroen, Jeroen. I don't know. I don't know anything about the Netherlands except
I'm going to start calling Layman the doctor.
Group B, big group here. You have the Three Lions of England. You have the Stars and Stripes of the USA. You have Team Melli, which is Iran. Team Melli just translates to national team in Farsi. And then you have the Red Dragons of Wales. the U.S. versus Wales are playing as this is released that day. You have Christian Pulisic, Captain America, against the Red Dragon, Gareth Bale.
Wales and England in the same group.
Yeah, it sucks for Wales because they've waited like 50, like 70 years to get into the World Cup and they get drawn against England. So Iran's not making it. They might be another team that doesn't score a single goal.
Yeah, fuck Iran.
Wales might draw against the U.S., but they're not beating England. So the two coming out of Group B are England and the U.S.
Whoever did you find for U.S.?
Who do you think is the champion for the United States of America?
U.S. agent?
That's right. It's Captain America. And for England, we have Captain Britain, the better of the two captains.
Oh, boy.
My personal bias is going to show, but I'm also just going to lean on precedence and the general opinion of the entire planet. And I assume England's going to win against England and USA, but the tricky thing here is they're going to play each other in group stage. I guess every one of these people play each other in group stages. But then I think they play each other to get out of the group. So they'll play each other twice in the span of like a week, maybe. But I just think I don't the USA, the baby Eagles.
I believe both Captain Britain and England are going to beat Cap in the US.
I agree. We're not going to make it past the round of 16. I think the US will draw against Wales, win against Iran, and either draw or lose against England in the round robin stage. Well, that's my prediction. Don't put money on that. Don't go down to your local sports book and say Ryan said this.
Though I think your local sports book is keeping in line with that opinion.
I believe so. All right, Group C. Argentina, La Albiceleste. I don't know what that means. Mexico, El Tri. Saudi Arabia, the Green Falcons, and Poland, the Eagles. Now, I personally advanced, since I was in charge of round one here, I advanced Argentina and Mexico. I don't think Poland has it anymore. I think the Eagles are, but it could be Poland or Mexico advancing, but I think it's going to be Mexico. And they also had a much stronger candidate in comic book characters. So it leans into the program.
So we're saying Mexico.
Mexico and Argentina. And I know that you have a loyalty to Poland, but they didn't make the cut. I'm sorry. Mr. Godlewski. All right. So Argentina, who do you think is the representative of Argentina?
Argentina.
That's right.
I don't know. My immediate guesses for all of these are going to be X-Men.
That's right. It's El Gaucho, the Argentinian Batman, showing up in the Batman Incorporated book. And Mexico has the Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle. So do we have the Argentinian Batman? Or do we have...
bet against Batman.
Or do we have Blue Beetle? I mean, one has a power suit. One is just like a fighter. El Gaucho is the laziest name ever. I don't know who created
it. I know people like Blue Beetle. I don't know anything about any of them, but right. I do know things about the Batman. And
all right.
He's not going to keep company with a schlub.
True that. He's not going to employ just any lame-ass Gaucho. He's going to employ El Gaucho.
Right.
So yes, Argentina moves on. Apologies to Blue Beetle and to El Tri. They just don't have it this year. Group D, Les Bleus, France, the Danish Dynamite, Denmark, the Carthage Eagles, Tunisia, and the sadly named Socceroos of Australia. Australia has no chance. Tunisia has no chance.
Name like that.
No. So France and Denmark are just cruising through this group. So France... Who do you think the French superhero is?
Well, Gambit is not French.
No, Cajun is not France.
Is it Phantom X?
That's right. It's Batroc the Leaper.
Oh, yeah.
For Denmark, this is the only thing I could find for Denmark. Erik Selvig, the scientist from Thor, who was also introduced into the 616, so he has been in comics. So is it safe to say that Batroc the Leaper could beat Erik Selvig the scientist?
I don't know. Selvig's pretty smart.
But Batroc leaps and kicks and has a twirly mustache.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's right. France advances. This is the way it's going anyways. So far, the real teams are matching up. I don't know if that'll continue. Follow along, everybody. We're just cruising right along. I think this is going to be a long podcast. Might be a short podcast. Who knows? Group E.
Mm-hmm.
La Roja, Spain. Germany, Die Mannschaft.
Oh, my God.
Japan, Samurai Blue. And Costa Rica, Los Ticos. I like Los Ticos.
What a group.
Rolls off the tongue. That's right. Los Ticos have no shot, I don't think. Costa Rica, I think it's just overmatched here. Japan might be a dark horse candidate, but I went with the favorites of Spain and Germany to advance out of this. I was going to say, off the top of my head, I can pick a Japanese hero if you wanted to force Japan through, but I think it's going to be Spain and Germany. Who do you think Spain's comic representative is?
Spain. Boy, I don't know. Zorro?
That's right, Scott. It's Gideon from X-Force. Immortal power. He's immortal, and he can mimic other people's powers when they're in close proximity.
Oh, is that his deal?
Right. So like if he was, if he was making love to Mr. Fantastic, they could both stretch other parts.
I thought it had something to do with his wicked ponytail.
No, that's just a weapon. You put knives at the end of that, fuck some people up. Germany is, of course, this one's easy. This is an X-Man. You should be able to get this one.
German X-Man. Of course, it's Nightcrawler.
Right. Okay. That's right, Scott. It's Nightcrawler. Kurt Wagner. So we have the blue teleporter against the immortal power mimicker. Both X universe, both Krakoan residents, I think is how it's pronounced.
Krakoan. Oh, is Gideon still knocking about?
I think so. I think every mutant's knocking about now that they can just all, spoiler alert. Now
none of them be die.
Brought back to life. That's right. Undie. So who do we got here? It's tough to bet against the Nightcrawler, one of my first favorite X-Men because I was such an Excalibur fan back in the day. And I like that he has swords and stuff, but he's not immortal. He's not immortal. He doesn't have a metal arm.
Yeah, Gideon's power set seems very confusing for him. All of these other mutants have been doing this their entire lives. And then all of a sudden he's able to do something. How does he even know he's able to do it if he doesn't see the other mutant doing it? Like if Nightcrawler doesn't teleport, will he even know that's something he can do? That's an option. Nightcrawler just uses like gymnastics and shit to beat the fuck out of him.
Right. If Kurt just goes up there and boxes his ass, then Gideon doesn't have a chance.
Right.
Right. All right. So are we taking Germany to upset Spain?
I guess based on the rules of this particular competition, that is the way we have to go.
I get that's right. I mean, it's nothing if not official. We're going to change the betting lines when this podcast gets released. They're going to the federal FTC is going to have to look into the betting lines,
right?
Because shit's going to shift. Group F, the Red Devils of Belgium against the Canucks of Canada against Vaterni of Croatia. Vaterni means the fiery ones, against the Atlas Lions of Morocco. Morocco and Croatia aren't making it. Croatia's good. I think Croatia and Canada could advance, or Canada and Belgium could advance. But I think Canada's riding a hot streak right now. I've watched a couple games this past year. Canada's on fire.
I'm looking at Canada and Belgium.
Okay. Yeah, that's who I wrote anyway. So that's where we're at. Croatia, I think, is just on the outside looking in. So for the Red Devils of Belgium, who do we got, Scott?
Belgium. something to do with waffles. God, Belgium. I have no idea. Give me Belgium.
That's right. It's Ulysses Klaue.
Ah.
The bad guy from Fantastic Four and Black Panther. Shoots sound waves from his hand. And he's also smart? Question mark?
Did he make the thing that shoots the sound waves?
I think so. He's supposed to be a physicist or something. The problem is he goes up against Canada. Who do we got for Canada, Scott?
Oh, gosh. Who are you going to pick here? Sasquatch? Puck? North Star?
That's right, Scott. It's Wolverine. No. Logan himself. So who advances in the battle between a guy who can shoot sound waves out of his right arm and a guy who can kill you with both of his arms?
Who can't die?
Who can't be unkillable? That's right. The Maple Leaf advances pretty simply. Good old Wolverine, Bartimus James Howlett V. All right. Group G. Only two more groups. Then we get into the nitty gritty of the knockout rounds. Group G.
The coolest of the groups.
Brazil. Seleção. I don't know. I don't know what that means. Brazil's Switzerland. Switzerland. Nati.
Mm-hmm.
Serbia. Or Levy, which means eagles.
Okay.
And Cameroon, the indomitable lions.
Oh, man.
I don't think they're going to be too indomitable in this group.
A second team has to advance out of this?
Yeah, so Brazil is pretty much in bold letters. I mean, they're good to go. The consensus is Switzerland's going to advance over Serbia and Cameroon. Serbia might get lucky.
Sure.
Cameroon, I don't think, is going to make it. I'm sorry, guys. Great nickname, though, the Indomitable Lions. I like that. And I think when I read this, they were just the Lions, and then, like, in 72, they became the Indomitable Lions.
The Inhospitable Lions.
So some shit happened in, like, late 71, early 72 in Cameroon. I'm no history major. All right, so for Brazil, who do you think our hero is from Brazil?
Brazil.
Recent addition to comic book pantheon, I'll say.
I'm blanking. Give it to me.
That's right, Scott. It's Yara Flor, Wonder Girl herself.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I mentioned today's topic to Gonzo in the studio, and he said Sunspot, and I said, fuck Sunspot. We're going with Yara Flor, who... the reason she got the edge over the mutant who can harness sun power is that not only is she half Themyscarian, she's half Brazilian god. So she's got it going on, the new Wonder Girl.
Yeah, you can't really beat that solar panel boy.
No, you can get all the spots, all the Kirby dots you want. Kirby crackle all over you. Ain't going to help you. Switzerland, we have a bad guy with a robot on his face. A bad guy robot with a face on his chest, Arnim Zola. And apparently he can do mind control too. I don't know. So we got Arnim Zola, guy robot.
I don't have any powers. I just have a robot on my face.
Against a half Themyscarian, half Brazilian god. But also, we can't pull Brazil out. So there's no chance that Brazil doesn't advance. No. That's right. Brazil.
Bunch of my boys on that team.
That's right. Every time I hear Brazil now, I think of Vin Diesel in Fast Five. This is Brazil, and he says it in the worst American way of someone trying to say Brazil. It's offensive. That's right. Last group, Group H, Uruguay, the Charruas, South Korea, the Taeguk Warriors. Or Taeguk Warriors, Portugal, Seleção, which was another team. Oh, Brazil, Seleção. So it means national team. And then Ghana, the Black Stars, which is a cool nickname for Ghana. But that's as far as Ghana goes in this competition, it's having a really cool nickname. This was a tough bracket because there's really no big hitters out of this bracket. This could be the wild card But I chose Uruguay and then South Korea over Portugal because Ronaldo himself can't save them from the mighty Koreans. And Ronaldo is problematic.
He's got bigger issues. He's too busy being a bitch right now.
Yeah, he's too busy being a little punk. So he's not all about team. Whereas those Koreans, they're all about team. You got Sun, what's his name? The guy on Tottenham.
Yeah, Sun.
Kim, Sun. Yeah, I think he's back from injury. We didn't think he was going to make it. I think he's back from injury. He's one of the best players in the Premier League. So I'm going to take South Korea to upset Portugal in advance. And I think Uruguay is highly rated, even though I don't know anything about the Uruguayan national team. Other than Uruguay. Is it Uruguay or Paraguay that has a navy, but no, they don't border any water?
Oh, I have no idea. That's a fun fact, though.
Yeah, one of those two countries.
One of those countries.
That's right. It's one fun fact about one of those countries. So Uruguay, who do you think for coming from Uruguay? That's right, Scott. It's El Angel Negro. The only thing that came up was one image from an indie book about the Black Angel, and he looks like a Uruguayan daredevil. And okay. He was apparently in like a late 90s indie comic. South Korea, the Taeguk Warriors. Amadeus Cho, a smarter, less stronger Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who apparently can turn into a half Hulk and a full Hulk. I didn't know that, but his comic book name is comic book Hulk name right now. That's right. Yeah. Keep talking. I'll get the full Hulk. But his comic book name now is Brawn. And when he's Brawn, he keeps all of his intelligence, but only has half the Hulk strength. Gotcha. And then when he fully Hulks out, he gets a little dumber.
But and then they call him Brain.
All right, so who advances out of this, Scott? We have a character I know nothing about, the Black Angel against Amadeus Cho.
Yes, no, it's South Korea.
That's right. My friends from South Korea advance. I'm going to go ahead and just call him Amadeus Cho. I'm not going to call him Brawn. All right, so we have our top eight, our elite eight, as it will be. As it forever shall be. How you feeling so far? How you feeling so far about this tournament?
Fine.
That's right, Scott. You're feeling great about it. All right. So in the next matchup, we have Netherlands, which is oh my god, I got to go all the way back because I don't have the combo characters on here. We have the Doctor from the Netherlands against El Gaucho from Argentina. Mm-hmm. Argentinian Batman against a magic heroin user.
That's a tough one.
That is tough because Batman's weakness is magic, right? That's the whole. Didn't you just draw issues of a book where he's being beaten by magic items?
That's Batman's weakness is magic.
Well, isn't that the current? Isn't that the storyline in Batman versus Robin? They're using magic to beat him up.
Well, Superman's weakness is magic. Batman's weakness is just like anything. A fucking bullet. Cancer. I don't know.
Well, Zatanna's magic and she makes Batman go weak in the knees. So she's a little weak or he's a little magic adverse. All right. So we have the Doctor who can really just do anything practically against an Argentinian Batman who I assume can do anything as well because he's Batman. But is he Batman enough is the problem. Let's see if the doctor doesn't
have the support of the rest of the authority, right? Making sure.
Yes.
He is not distracted and making the correct decisions.
That's true. While the Argentinian Batman has every other Batman from Batman Incorporated and the money of Bruce Wayne behind him. Spoiler alert. Bruce Wayne's also Batman. So he's got funding and he's got support. Whereas if you don't have Jenny Sparks keeping the Doctor off the pipe, he might be worthless.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. I think the answer is clear.
I think Batman.
I think Messi and Gaucho have to go through. Argentina advances to the final four. All right. Next up we have, England and Captain Britain against France and Batroc the Leaper.
Okay.
Who did you say for France? Because I think your guess was good.
Oh, I said Fantomex.
Is he? I don't think he's French, is he?
Isn't he?
I don't know. Is he? Whatever.
I thought
neither so. One of them. Neither one of them would. They both stand about equal chance against Britain's finest.
Yeah.
All right. So in real life, this would be a much closer game, but it's a walk away in this competition. Brian Braddock advances, the best costume in all of comics. Both of them. Who gets two different costumes and they're both fucking bangers? Captain Britain, that's who. We have Brazil. Let me find out who was Brazil.
Yeah,
Yara
Fire.
Yara Flor of Brazil against Group E, Germany. So Wonder Girl against Nightcrawler. It was a tough matchup. Tough matchup. One guy can teleport and swashbuckle, and then one girl is half god.
Can do anything.
Yeah, I don't really know what Yara Flor, what makes her different. Is she just Wonder Woman? Or I don't know if she has extra powers or not, or fewer powers. I don't know.
Sorry, Nightcrawler.
But she's got a nice tan and everything, but yeah, Nightcrawler's donezo. All right, Brazil moves on. This might actually be a real bracket. I might place money. If I go to the sports book before the finals, I might drop some dimes. Finally, we have Canada. Every other country, I advanced them by country name, but Canada just says Wolverine. We have Canada against South Korea. We have Wolverine against Amadeus Cho. And if you remember correctly, Wolverine's first appearance was fighting a Hulk.
Right.
That was the real Hulk, though. This is a
half-ass. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
But it is Brazil against Canada. In actual context, it's Richarlison and was it Thiago from your team is on Brazil? A couple guys, right?
Oh, Brazil's got, yeah, Martinelli, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Canada has that one striker that everyone loves.
Yeah. So how much are we going to.
Right. Do we go with the
what
team?
What percentage do we use to weigh these?
Right. Right. Do we go with reality or do we go with the comic? I say we stick to the plan of.
Comic. We got. Yeah. Well, then it's Wolverine.
Yeah, it's Wolverine. But in real life, Canada isn't advancing.
At worst, against Hulk, it's a draw.
Right, but against Half Hulk,
yeah,
against brawny paper towels, those claws will cut right through those.
There's no brawny man.
No way. All right, we're moving into the top four, the final four. Some people like to call it. We have Argentina, which again I can't ever remember who their hero is. Oh my gosh. El Gaucho, Argentinian Batman.
Oh,
it's right. It's right there in the name. El Gaucho against Yara Flor.
Okay. Oh, well.
Messi against Richarlison and the Brazilian powerhouse.
Yeah.
You got a god against a Batman. You know,
I don't know that I would even put my money on the Batman. In that scenario,
I was gonna say Batman has these tricks. He's got like kryptonite bullets and shit. That's why everyone's upset with him. You know, he hurts feelings. But I don't know if Argentinian Batman makes the top 10 of Batmans. You know what I'm saying? If you count the Robins and stuff, no disrespect to El Gaucho, but your name is the cowboy. Better Brazil. Name. All right. Brazil, Yara Flor. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but I don't speak Portuguese, only Spanish. And then next we have, oh man, Battle of the Mutants, man. We have Captain Britain.
I'm thinking Tasha Yar.
They're both badass. One has a better haircut, though. We have Captain Britain in England against Wolverine in Canada. Oh, this is a tough one. Tough one. I mean, Captain Britain is magical too. That's how he got his powers. He's magical. He's sexy. He has a shape-shifting wife. Can you imagine the advantages of having a shape-shifting wife?
The advantages?
Yeah.
Like
look, you're ready to go out on a date. and she can like get ready in a second. You know,
her advantage.
Well, I mean, it's a time saver for him. He's
not
like
getting her ready.
Or you like go into a movie or whatever and you don't want to pay full price, so you can get her to shapeshift into like a toddler. You know, I mean, that's weird for later. That's
confusing.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to blur those lines, but I'm saying you can save like $5 is what I'm saying. Or you have to be this tall to ride the ride. She can grow if she's short. All sorts of advantages.
How tall do you need to be to ride the ride?
I don't know. What am I in charge of ride riding height?
Yeah, I have no idea. I suppose that's a concern for you.
That's right. So, I mean, my heart leans one way, but I'll leave this up to you. I've bullied you enough for this podcast. I'll leave this one.
It's Captain Britain, right? It's the English Superman.
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, I don't anticipate. So we have Brazil and England in the final. I anticipate one of these two teams being in the actual final. It's not England. Sadly, even though you got an Everton defender on the back line and you got Pickford in net and you got Ramsey holding down the bench, I don't think England's going to take the final over Brazil. Captain Britain versus Yara Flor, Wonder Girl. And don't let the girl in Wonder Girl fool you.
It's Brazil.
It is Brazil. Wow. A character I didn't even know existed till a year ago. Knocked off one of my favorite all-time comic book characters. But what are you going to do? And if I had money, if I had money, I have money. But, you know, like if I was going to place a bet, my real bet would go down on Brazil, I think, to win this World Cup. They're coming off the Olympics, which no one gives a shit about the Olympics, but Brazil does. And they fucking slayed in the Olympics a couple years ago. Again, I think former Everton man, Curtin Tottenham man, Richarlison is going to have a monster tournament. I'm not saying he's going to win a golden boot, but he's going to have a monster tournament in this problematic tournament that's about to kick off. It's a bummer. I saw today. So everyone's pissed because it's in Qatar, right?
Yeah.
And Qatar is awful. And I saw a tweet today that So now that journalists are going into Qatar, there's all these stories about like security guards making them delete photos of World Cup venues, like what? Venues that were built for the World Cup. People are taking photos. They're like, you have to delete that photo. And today it came out that Qatar has banned alcohol sales in all stadiums, which when they were awarded the World Cup in like 2014, they had to give a concession. That was part of the rule. They had to allow Budweiser as an on-site sponsor, and they agreed to it. And then now, 2 days before the first game, they've canceled all beer sales in stadiums. So it's not enough that they're killing migrant workers. Now you can't even get your bud on. You can't even drink your bud heavy. How are you supposed to support Team USA without an ice cold Budweiser in your hand? Are you even a fan?
I don't know. Who's going there?
Right.
Even to watch the World Cup.
Bunch of jabronis, that's who. Spoiler alert, you can watch them at home. They're all on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but every time I've gone to a sporting event outside of hockey, because hockey's intimate enough to where you get good seats are good seats.
It's almost better in-person sport. It's a terrible TV sport.
Yeah. But every other sport I've been to that I've watched live, it's better on TV.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've never been to like a professional sledding, like what do they call it? Like the skeleton and stuff. I assume that would suck in person. Like F1, people pay thousands of dollars to go see F1 so you can cheer. So you can cheer every time they come around. Yeah. Like
you're watching it on the TV there anyway.
Right. Like I want to see my onboards, you know, and I can't watch my onboards if I'm watching from turn 22. How do you feel about Brazil winning the World Cup?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's going to – I think – well, France won the last one, but you don't hear a lot of buzz about France. I don't think they're in great form. Argentina, when you have Messi, you're always up for it. But yeah, I think Brazil is the odds-on favorite this year, unless you get a dark horse in there. Maybe England could go far. Maybe England could get top four. I don't know. Who knows? It's a game, you know? That's what they say. It's a game. You got to play the game to find out.
That's why they play the games.
In any given 90 minutes plus stoppage time. Yeah.
Any given Saturday or Sunday.
That's
right. Thursday or Wednesday.
Or Monday. You know, whatever. Yeah. My trick for the next week is going to be, because the Team USA has three games in the first week. Do I go back to work after I come home and watch those games? Do I stay sober so I can go back to work? What are we doing here? What's the plan?
Decisions.
I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. And also, I mean, I just have to go through the mental anguish of just 2 weeks ago jumping up and down and cheering for Gareth Bale, who scored the MLS Cup tying goal in the last minute of extra time. I mean, he's my hero. He got my gold and black. He got us into the shootout where we won our title because I'm such a devout LAFC fan.
Mm-hmm.
But now I got to root against him on Monday.
You've been into them since like July.
That's right. And the Red Dragons is a great fucking nickname for a national team. But U.S. are going to draw them and everyone's going to be like, the U.S. sucks because we should beat them. Again.
Yeah.
Again. Their footballing should be rusty.
Remember that Hannibal Lecter movie with Ed Norton?
Yeah. It was fine.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was interesting.
Yeah.
Clever idea.
Thanks. I would like some of these other teams to get through. Like, you know, I'd love South Korea to go far. I'd love Japan to get in. You know, Japan, you have Sunspot, you have Sunfire, you have Silver Samurai, lots of Japanese options.
Lots of suns.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the land of the rising. Yeah. There we go. Oh, and lucky for the U.S., we automatically get to play in the next one because we host it. So, good for us.
You're just going to sit around until then.
Yay us. That's right. Okay, so Brazil's going to win, and Wonder Girl is the world's greatest superhero. Any recommendations? Anything you've been jiving on?
Can't think of anything. I haven't consumed anything new. No.
What are you getting through? So I'm rewatching Game of Thrones too. Are you picking up on, like, when you do the rewatch, you know what's going to happen to the Starks? Is it hitting you any differently? Like, I was a big Stark mark the first time I watched it. Like, I was upset when Ned lost his head, because I never read the books, because why would you read books when there's television?
Exactly.
So I didn't see that coming. It's just one of those things. I know that if that's the only actor on the show I've ever seen anything else, and they cut his fucking head off.
Right.
Like, where's this going?
It's like killing Drew Barrymore in Scream.
I don't think I've gotten over that yet. She was so pretty, and then just gone. Lost. Yeah. Lost. To all of us.
Yeah, the Lannisters just want to know if you want to play a game.
Yeah, so rewatching it, I'm enjoying it a little bit more because I know that some of them are going to be okay, you know? And I know that John Stark's going to rise up to his true.
I think on rewatch, I don't know if the highs are higher, but the lows strike me as lower. Like, every time Bran comes on, I just, my eyes roll right into the back of my head. All of his shit is by far the worst part of the show.
Yes, all the way through. Every time he comes on and he's just hanging out in the roots of a tree, like dreaming.
Yeah. I'm
like,
and I really don't care about Arya's stuff either.
Yeah, I like that Arya becomes a straight-up killer, but I don't like the whole season where she's learning to be the killer, and she's blinded temporarily.
Yeah, can we just get, like, a supercut of just, like, the Lannister, Stark, and Daenerys stuff Just excise everything else. I don't care.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm into it. But yeah, also you when you mentioned lows, I thought you meant like emotional lows. And I was like, yeah, when we rewatched.
No, all the stuff I didn't enjoy about it the first time around.
Right.
Bums hammer doubly now.
Right. Yeah, when we rewatched the Red Wedding episode, I was just sitting there just being like, oh man, this is going to be brutal. And then I forgot how brutal it was. Like, it is, that's some cold-blooded shit that happens on television. Yeah, I haven't been watching anything else. You know, sports, like I said, I'm just barreling through this podcast that I talked about on the intro to last week's episode. This Britpop podcast that just plays music from the mid-90s, British music. I'm just obsessed with it. So I'm not really watching a lot of things. I feel like nothing is – I want to do nothing less than just sit in front of the TV for a couple hours these days. Like, it's just – I would rather do anything else. Even if it's just like doom scroll Twitter, at least that's something new might happen. Might not even fucking be there. You know, I might be scrolling and then it's gone. Who knows? It's like magic. But I did watch a movie, The 13 Lives, the Ron Howard movie about the kids trapped in the cave in Thailand.
Okay.
I did watch that, and it reminded me that, like, oh, there are good movies that are well made, that are compelling, that aren't like you don't get beat over the head about them, or like you have to watch this or whatever. Like, no one was telling me that I had to watch it. Yeah, no one was telling me I had to watch it. I'm just like, well, it's got a good cast, good director. It'll probably be a good movie. And it was.
That's the sequel to 13 Hours and the prequel to 13 Going on 30.
Right. Well, I mean, they could never go on to 30 if this movie didn't happen first, because they wouldn't have made it, you know? But yeah, this shit is bonkers. Spoiler alert, if you're going to watch it, or if you never heard about it.
No, I can't.
It's bonkers to get these kids out of this. You have to dive for 3 hours to get to where they're trapped.
No.
And people panic. If you're not a diver, you panic. So they anesthetize these kids and basically just drag them along like their packages while they're under. And it's like so illegal and criminal.
No.
And I read it. My wife is like, this can't be how it really happened. And so I Googled it, and sure as shit, they had to give the two divers that were doctors that did it, they had to give them immunity against prosecution, diplomatic immunity, so that if any of the kids died, they couldn't be prosecuted for it.
No thanks.
It's a good time. It was a fun 2 hours, 2.5 hours, entertaining 2.5 hours. And watching Viggo Mortensen play a British guy. I don't know what Vito is. Vig Morton. What's his name?
Vigo.
Sure. Vigo.
Not the guy in the painting in Ghostbusters 2. Now I'm thinking of that.
No, not that guy. The guy that said, like, you'll have my shield, and then died like 10 minutes later in the first of those boring Hobbit movies.
What?
Right? Was it? No, he was in. That was Sean Bean. That was Ned Stark. That's right. Because that's all he does. Anyways,
after his accent, double cross. There was no Sean Bean double cross in Game of Thrones.
Anyways, Viggo Mortensen's accents are spot on.
He's an actor.
Yeah, he's good though.
Yeah,
he's good. Colin Farrell is good. You know, I mean, no Penguin, but he's good. I recommend it. Ron Howard makes safe, enjoyable movies such as Backdraft, Apollo 13, 13 Lives. I'm sensing a trend.
Oh my God. 13 Ghosts.
That's not a bad movie. That had a, what's her name from American Pie in it?
Yeah, that wasn't a bad movie.
Isn't that the movie? Yeah. That's her and Matthew Lillard in it.
Matthew Lillard. Yeah.
Yeah. But isn't she in it too?
I don't know. I never saw it. I can't judge.
No. Okay. Well, now I'm just rambling to try to get us to the hour mark.
No, and I forgot. You brought up movies still being made that nobody talks about, but are still good. I don't know if this qualifies, but I watched The Black Phone with the 11-year-old the other night because it was the one movie on their Halloween watch list that we didn't get to that they really wanted to. It was really good.
Yeah, I've heard it's the guy who directed the first Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, Scott Derrickson. It's a Blumhouse movie. It's got Ethan Hawke. And it's my kind of horror movie. It's really low key and atmospheric, and it's based on a short story by Joe Hill.
Yeah,
so it's got that going. Yeah, good stuff.
Nice. That you just triggered me, Scott, and reminded me that I watched Barbarian on Prime.
Oh, tell me nothing about it. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Did you enjoy it though?
Yeah.
Just a yay or nay.
Sure.
Okay. I hear you have to go in. The less you know, the better the experience.
Yeah, I'll just say that was all overblown.
Okay.
Nothing blew me away that would have been a spoiler.
All right.
But yeah, sure, watch it. It's fine. I like the fact that it's one of those movies that's well done, and you're like, oh shit, anyone can make a movie if you just have a little bit of money and talent, because it all takes place kind of in one location.
Yeah.
Like Yeah, I did have some issues with it, but I'll leave those till after you see it. So yeah, that's all I got. This beer is thick. It's thick and sticky, just like Scott's beer from Florida said.
It's advertised.
And if it's going to be this thick and sticky, I want it to be 10.5% and not 7.5%. So,
didn't even buy you dinner first.
No. So I guess I would recommend it if you really love dessert stouts, then you'll like this. But I guess I want my stouts a little less sweet, you know, kind of like you. Like, I know you're sweet, but you don't show it. And you're definitely not sweet to me. So you play hard to get, neg me a little bit. I get it. I appreciate that. That's the kind of beer I want. I want a beer that likes me, but acts like it doesn't. Or vice versa. Or vice versa. Who knows?
You just have to act like you're not interested.
That's right. That's exactly how it works. All right. I'm under your thumb. All right. Any other thoughts? Anything else? Are you going to watch the World Cup? Are you going to turn on the TV Monday afternoon at noon and watch Wales against the U.S.?
I don't know if I'll remember to do that. But
do you want me to text
possibly.
You?
Possibly.
It's probably on a channel you don't get.
I don't know. I'm sure I've got stuff happening.
You can draw some comics? What a dork.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're done. If you got nothing else, then just, let's go old school, Scott. Send us out of here.
Yeah. Watch the World Cup. Expose yourself to the most beautiful game. We need more converts in this fucking country.
That's true. But if you're in Qatar, do not expose yourself, because you'll never come back from Qatar.
Oh, yeah. No, keep those ankles covered.
That's right. And just might as well, if you're a woman, or if you have female features, go ahead and just put a towel over your head just to be safe.
Oh, you know, what are you doing there?
Yeah. Like, if I was clean shaven, I would look like a heavy set chick who's into chicks, then I would have to wear a towel over my face, which most poor people would be happy about that. But yes, football is life.
Rojas, Rojas.